Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. I'll be talking about a new type of printing process designed to print fluids that are too viscous for normal printers. The story was penned by Tony Pallone and posted on the IEEE Global Spec website. Here goes. Sound wave-based printing. Liquid droplets are used for many applications, from printing ink on paper to creating microcapsules for drug delivery. But the most common droplet patterning technique, inkjet printing, is limited to liquids roughly 10 times more viscous than water. That doesn't work for other areas of research interest, such as biopharmaceuticals and bioprinting. Biopolymer and cell-laden solutions are at least 100 times more viscous than water. Sometimes sugar-based polymers with a honey-like consistency are even like 20,000 times more viscous than water. Add this to the fact that the fluid viscosity changes dramatically with temperature and composition, and it's clear that an alternative solution is needed. Harvard University researchers have addressed the challenge with a new printing method that relies on sound waves to generate liquid droplets. Our goal was to take viscosity out of the picture by developing a printing system that is independent of the material properties of the fluid, said Danielle Foresti, a material science and mechanical engineering researcher who served as the first author on this research. While sound waves have been used to defy gravity in a process called acoustic levitation, the researchers used them instead to assist gravity. Any liquid can drip because of gravity, but the rate and size of the droplet is difficult to control. Pitch, a sticky resinous substance used for waterproofing, has a viscosity roughly 200 billion times that of water, and as a result, it drips at a rate of about one drop per decade. But through the use of sub-wavelength acoustic resonation that generated a force exceeding 100 times normal gravitation, the team was able to pull droplets of specific sizes from the tip of a printer nozzle and eject them toward a printing target. Using higher amplitude sound waves resulted in smaller droplet sizes, and the success of the technique was not hampered by the viscosity of the liquid. The idea is to generate an acoustic field that literally detaches tiny droplets from the nozzle, much like picking apples from a tree, explained Foresti. The researchers dubbed their new technique acoustophoretic printing, and they tested it on a wide range of materials, from honey to stem cell inks, biopolymers, optical resins, and even metals. The method is safe to use with sensitive biological cargo, such as living cells or proteins, because the sound waves don't travel through the droplet. This technique could be a game changer for a number of industries, enabling the manufacture of new biopharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and food, and expanding the possibilities of optical and conductive materials. This research appears in Science Advances. So let me recap. Printing involves putting liquids where we want them, and whether it's to form words or images or to create precisely constructed materials for a wide variety of uses. By using powerful sound waves to put a pull on the droplets developing on a nozzle, these folks at Harvard can release droplets on demand and control the size and placement of the droplets to print precise patterns, even with very viscous liquids. In these times when everything is being sized down, the need to precisely print becomes necessary. Printing with beads of liquid rather than blobs should lead to a higher definition, and since the use of printing as a manufacturing method, as in making printed electronic circuits and even photo-like images on the top of birthday cakes, being able to exactly print thick liquids is a real plus. This article has a video clip that shows the acoustically controlled droplets. You should be able to search the term acoustophoretic printing to find out more information. Until next time, may all your droplets be well controlled. Goodbye for now.